Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our face without a road.
That's right, folks. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, where we help you keep up with the fake news. Welcome and thank you for tuning in on a beautiful Friday evening. It's going to be a little bit chilly evening, but that's okay. You know, spring is just around the corner. But in the meantime, we are once again here live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And by the way, you folks will be listening later on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. If you have the inclination to listen to us live, we are here every Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as they used to say it. And you can find us on AM660TheAnswer.com. All right. Thanks for tuning in. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. That means Pierce Outlaws in the saddle today. Pierce, how you doing?
I am doing great, Chris, and it's another great day that God has given us to excel.
All right. And I am Christopher Hart, the philosopher, political mad scientist. We got Jeff Sinis on the bridge tonight.
Zero times. How you doing?
All right. How you doing? 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to participate in tonight's show, and we invite you to do so. Nick, of course, will be back on Monday. Jeff, as many of you know, is our producer on Sunday nights. He was there very first program we did, Labor Day weekend 2010. And he's a great producer, and he'll be producing the show Sunday night. And Aubrey Kahn will be right here in the saddle to get you through the weekend's news. But we got the week's news to get to today, and there's a lot more of it. Donald Trump was in town. He passed through. Did you happen to see his motorcade by any chance? Were you down that end of town?
No, unfortunately not. I missed everything. Missed seeing Air Force One come in. We were tied up all day.
It's a sight. You know, they come in from the south side now when they land and take off. Not so much over the city anymore, south side of OIA. But it is a beautiful sight when you get to see that big old bird floating down, right?
It sure is. And also, Marine One, too. One of the times I was in Washington and knocking around near the White House, Marine One took off and flew right over us. It was a wonderful thing.
It's awesome. You know, you really feel that pride and patriotism rising up literally in your innards. And it really is a great feeling. Donald Trump did go to St. Andrew's Church church school in Pine Hills. And Marco Rubio was with him. The governor, Rick Scott, was with him, as was the congresswoman from that area, Val Demings. And I presume she traveled with him on Air Force One. Now, a lot of times that's the way they do it. And it would give him a chance to talk with her personally, if you will, on the plane on the way down, and strike up, if you will, a less hostile relationship, hopefully. She's no pushover, if you will. She has made it very clear she's going to fight tooth and nail on the Obamacare thing. But nonetheless, today was about educating. And educating young children and children who usually don't get a chance at a better education because they're in the public school system, and the public school system dictates to them. But today they visited a school which participates, obviously, in the voucher program. And there, matter of fact, there was a glowing article in the front of today's Orlando Sentinel from a student who had gone there and got a really good education there, but wouldn't be able to go there without the voucher program. And school choice. And by the way, yes, the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, was with them as well. And I wasn't there and I wasn't privy to it, but evidently the president horsed around with the kids a little bit. That's always cool, too, right?
Sure is. That's a lifetime memory for them. And as far as the St. Andrew's School goes, I saw where they were able to consistently outscore the public schools in every metric available,
yep.
And they're doing it for $6,000 per student per year is the total cost of that program.
Which is about a 20% discount, if you will, to use a word, for just simply to understand, over what it would cost in the public school system.
That's correct. Words,
they're doing it cheaper. And the public school systems complain, of course, that, oh, well, you're taking money away from us. Well, here's the problem. You're not using the money you're getting right now effectively. You know, most public school systems are top heavy. You got a lot of administrators, right? And then the teachers are sort of at the bottom of the totem pole. I don't know if it's the same way now, but it used to be not too long ago. They even had to janitor their own room, right? To clean up their own classrooms. I mean, so it's different in parochial schools. And I know I attended a Catholic school, St. James, right downtown here. Matter of fact, right across the street from where there's going to be a Trump rally tomorrow. Now, he's not going to be there, but these rallies are going on in cities all across the state and the country. It's noon. We'll tell you more about later. But St. James Cathedral School, it was called back then. I presume it's the same thing now. And I went in the seventh grade. And I was a good student in sixth grade anyway. But when I came out, after only 2 years at that Catholic school, I was a full year ahead of my peers in public schools. I went back to Howard, back then it was Howard Junior High School, and I was a full year ahead. And I found myself on the honor rolls. And it was mainly because I'd already learned that stuff. But some of the teachers recognized it, and they challenged me. There was one in particular, Mrs. Butts, who was a black woman. And she recognized that I was ahead of the class, so she gave me special assignments and pushed me. And so there were good teachers on both sides, but that's just it. A parent should have the choice. And my old man had the choice for a couple of years, but he couldn't afford it after that. Right?
That's right.
So It's a great thing to have school choice, and that's what the president was in town promoting today at a pretty good location. Because, yeah, they achieved what you're talking about as well in an area that's known for high crime, and the schools there are not known to be all that great, not to take anything away from any of their efforts over there. But, you know, a lot of those homes in that area are broken homes now. You know, that at one time was where the engineers and the people who lived that worked at Martin Marietta, right straight down Kirkman Road there. You remember those days?
Yeah, 40 Paris? Years ago.
Yeah. But that neighborhood has turned around. But there's still a lot of good people who live in that neighborhood and that community. And they want their kids to have a better life, just like human beings all around.
You know, Chris, my late mother, and those of you in the audience that know me and have known me, my mother was a school teacher first, then administrator, and later superintendent. And she, even though she was in a public school situation in Georgia, when she retired, she was at the very top of the merit system in Georgia, because when she started teaching, you could teach with a 2-year degree, and she, what we call then, clept her senior year in high school and was teaching school at the age of 18. But my mom was, very much a proponent of what would have been school choice in the 1970s. She pioneered a comprehensive high school, knowing that a lot of the people that grew up in the small town and our socioeconomic situation in rural South Georgia at the time needed trades. So she set up a trade situation in her school and then a college prep, which was very much the forerunner of what our STEM situation is. And out of our class of about 110 people that graduated my senior year, you could go down the list of the top 20 or so graduates, and I certainly was at the lower end of that, and there are a lot of high achievers there. So it worked, and it still works, and it will always work. Always work.
The fundamentals always do. You see, this is what they teach in more of the private school setting, is they teach the basics. They teach the fundamentals, because they're being judged, if you will, by a different standard. In other words, a public school teacher really doesn't have to worry if she's effective or not. Right? But in the private sector, they got to be effective or that student's going to leave. You have to assume that they're there to get a good education, and that if you don't produce, they're going to walk out the door, and you may lose your job that way.
That's right. There is no tenure in private schools.
There's a whole different dynamic at play, you see, which actually benefits the students. And the funny thing is, or ironic, or however you want to look at it, is that in cities where they've done studies where they have effective voucher programs and effective schools like St. Andrews, it also forces the public schools to do better, and they do. So it turns around. It's good for everybody except those who don't want it to happen. And you can only presume that the people who don't want it to happen are concerned more about other things than the child's education.
Another thing, too, and you don't see this so much in public schools, but so many life skills, and particularly with the demographics now, and in that neighborhood that St. Andrews is in, they don't teach life skills. Kids don't know how to cook when they graduate. They don't know how to do their laundry. They don't know how to balance a checkbook, make a budget, shop for insurance, things that they need to know, save money, because the earlier you start saving, the richer you're going to be, and the kids grow up completely ignorant to that, and that needs to be taught. And you see that taught more so in the private schools than you do the public schools.
Yeah, exactly. And what the private schools do, too, is they are able to challenge the student. Like I said, when I went to the public schools, many of the teachers just taught the same thing. They didn't give me any special attention. But Mrs. Butts noticed that I needed to be challenged or I was going to get lazy. And so she challenged me. And they do that in private school, you see. And I think a lot of kids who drop out of school, they get bored and lazy. And they just need to be challenged. They need to be pushed.
And they develop bad habits and they misbehave as a result. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Idle hands, you know, devil's workshop kind of thing. All right. Dave is on the line. Captain Dave is on the line. Let's take his phone call before we take a break this segment. Dave, thank you for calling tonight.
Good morning or afternoon, fellas. How y'all doing?
Same to you. We appreciate you calling tonight.
Before I get started, I got to say hello to my old outfield buddy there, Pierce Outlaw. We used to play a little ball together back in the day.
Yeah, it was. If you were playing with me, it was back in the day.
It was back with the players way back over years ago.
Wow.
Tom Webb and all those fellas.
All right, that is awesome. Well, that is so awesome.
I'm glad you guys got to hook back up.
I know. If I'd have known he did mortgages, I would have used him about 6 months ago when I did my house, dadgummit.
Well, now you know. So work hard, save your money, buy a better house, and you can use us next time.
I definitely will, because I'm getting ready to make a move soon.
So and we do a ball player discount, too. We take care of our brothers. My business partner, John Siebert, was a baller, too, so we look after our own.
There you go.
I got you. Well, the reason I was calling, I was a teacher for 13 years, and I can tell you the biggest problem in education is the unions.
Yeah.
That is where you have your problem, because they protect the bad teachers.
Right.
I got out of teaching because of all the politics, and I mean all the unions. All they ever did was promote the Democratic candidates and all that. But I had kids in my class in ninth grade that couldn't read. Now there's a lot of great teachers in public education. I will tell you that there's many good ones, but there's a lot of bad ones too that don't do their job.
Right.
And that's part of the problem with our education system today. And that's why school choice, my wife, she's a public school teacher, but she does a really good job every year. And most of the people that teach with her do, but you do have the ones that don't do the good job.
You're right, and because of the unions, nobody can really do anything about it, and it's
exactly.
And then you have the ripple effects that go out from there. So I agree with you. You know, the public school unions have been, it might have been good for union dues and stuff like that, but they weren't so good for the students.
Well, the problem with the unions in Florida is it's a right to work state, so they really don't have there's not. Like they can go on strike and stuff like that anyway.
So right.
My mom hated the unions, hated the NEA. She thought that the NEA brought standards down, and
they
she
do.
Thought that she and her peers in the school would challenge the teachers and promote their professional growth far greater than a nationalized union would. She wanted local control.
That's why I never joined the union when I was a teacher. It just... they try to say, well, you get $1 million liability policy. Well, I'm not going to do anything to have to use that anyway,
Yeah.
But now the last time I called in, guys, I was leaving the Trump rally, and y'all said, how was I? I said, well, I just watched the next president of the United States.
And you did. You were right.
I did tell you that.
You were right. You did indeed.
And I told people that 8 months ago, so.
Hey, listen.
Anyway,
hey, Dave.
I don't want to hold y'all up. I just wanted to make that point about the unions there and say hello to my old buddy Pierce Outlaw there. I'll get off here.
All right. Well, stay if you will. Stay on the line and give Jeff your information. I'd like to send you a certificate to go to Cafe Positano, and maybe if you leave your phone number.
All right.
I don't want to,
Maybe we can talk about all my knee surgeries.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, you stay on the line. We're going to have to take a break, and then as soon as the show's over, you got something to do. You got a big to do. You got to go to tonight or something, don't you? You were telling me about a big party that's happening somewhere.
No, not tonight. But there is a party going on, and we'll discuss it in the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right. That's a good tease. All right. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries, and I hope you'll be right back with us. And we are here. We are live. And if you want to give us a call like Dave, 407-774-8255 is the number.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a heavy roll on I-4 this afternoon in a couple of spots. Eastbound, you're heavy 192 to 535. Slow at the Turnpike, then heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Slow Fairbanks to Lee Road, 436 to 434 slow, and heavy 46A to the bridge. On the westbound side, 436 to Maitland slow. Heavy Princeton to the Turnpike, slow Sand Lake to the beach line, and heavy past Osceola Parkway. And that Turnpike crash northbound causing delays at South Orange Blossom Trail back to Osceola Parkway. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The FBI. Tonight's episode featuring the Sessions Affair. Once again, the intrigue, the drama increases even more as more revelations come out about Jeff Sessions and the connection to the Ruskies.
Welcome back to the American Adversaries, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Got a man on the line with us right now who actually goes to St. Andrew's Church. And let's see if he was there today. Ken Dwyer of the Orange County Republican Executive Committee, thanks for joining us as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort studio.
Well, welcome. Unfortunately, I'm up here at Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach, are you?
Yes.
On a special assignment, I take it.
My wife's assignment.
Okay. All right. But you do attend St. Andrew's Church and school, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. So your school is getting a lot of attention today. You must be very proud of that.
I'm very proud of the fact that the president chose St. Andrew's. And it's sort of like I never thought of it as a private school. It's all my life it's been a Catholic school. And you go to Catholic school and you go to Mass. That's the way it is.
And, of course, you do not have to be a Catholic, though, to go to that school, correct?
No. For example, Tim Haverkamp, who's had his family's business of Hardee's on the corner of Silver Star and Pine Hills Road, has been there 50 years. He graduated from St. Andrew's. Knox Nursery, Monty Knox graduated from St. Andrew's. It's an institution in Pine Hills.
And it was chosen by the president to make his point on school choice. Betsy DeVos was with him today, and I understand that he even interacted with the students for a little while, if you will.
Yeah, I saw a little bit, thanks to computers, I saw Channel 6 and Channel 2 reviews.
Oh, good, good. And were they positive?
Yes, basically speaking, they were positive. And, of course, they drove through the protesters.
Miracle.
There were evidently a couple of hundred of them out there, and there's no way that they're going to get close to an event like that. And it was a private event. It was not open to the public. And he was in and pretty much out. And they were now down in Mar-a-Lago for a working weekend. By the way, that's nice to know that the local media got there and hopefully gave him a fair shake, because the media research group just came out with a study that they did over the first 30 days of his presidency, and they found out that 88% of broadcast news reports on Donald Trump were hostile. And 54% of their stories were on Trump. So half of what they did was on Trump, and then 4/5 of that was negative stuff on Trump. And yet, he's rocking and rolling. And matter of fact, there's going to be a rally in Orlando for him tomorrow, right, Ken?
Yes, at Lake Eola.
Yeah. All right. Stay with me on the line. We'll talk more about that and what OCREC is up to. We have to take a break, though. And by the way, you are listening to the American Adversaries. And don't forget to double-check us on Facebook. You know, we just put up a bunch of great comics today. Kathy Santomassino is working hard to keep that Facebook site fresh for you folks. And a lot of funny stuff up there today to get us into the weekend with all of this funny fake news business going on, right? You want to talk about, you remember Funny Money? I used to say counterfeit money was funny money. Well, this is funny news, right? Just another way to say fake news. All right, but the real stuff is on the way back after this short break. We'll be here.
This is Mark Merrill, former WWE Intercontinental Wrestling Champion. You are listening to the American Adversaries on WORL, AM 660, and FM 105.5. You better tune in, or it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
My word, we're going to have to update that because we're also now coming to you on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And for you folks who listen normally in the afternoon, maybe sometimes miss our show and maybe it doesn't get archived that particular day, you can go to rednationrising.us at midnight, from midnight to 2 a.m. Eastern Time. You can pick us up on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, and we're already getting listenership there, and we really do appreciate the opportunity to be on that network, which is coming up on its first birthday and is doing very, very good. I mean, it's a popular radio network for conservative listeners all around the country.
And boy, did they give us a good spot on their webpage, too. It's right below the fold.
Yeah,
it's nice. I mean,
it is. Yeah, and it's been very good to us.
Yeah, very nice bios and pictures of you and Mike, and really y'all's pictures are okay. I kind of skip over those and go straight to Kathy.
I hear you. All right, and that is of course Pierce Outlaw. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday, and if you listened in the last segment of the show, you heard the caller refer to the fact that he just bought a house and regretted that he didn't know that you were in the mortgage business, or he'd have given you the business, because not the business, but you know, some business. You guys, you do a great job over there at Patriot Home Funding, and you really do take care of your customers, folks. When the banks tell you no, these guys tell you yes. When the banks tell you yes, they tell you heck yes. So Patriot Home Funding, we're proud to have them as a sponsor. And Janet Yellen spoke today, and Pierce is going to give us an update on that in just a few minutes. But we do have Ken Dwyer still on the line. And Ken, are you still there?
Yes, and I would like to make a simple point. The protesters were protesting, but when we needed them 10 years ago for the new Evans High School, it was Commissioner Rummer and State Senator Sipling that made that possible. And the one's a Democrat, which is Senator Sipling, and one's a Republican. Right. And the point being is they worked together to make a big Evans campus, as opposed to the small campus that they were talking about with the school department.
Yeah, and it is. It's a big, sprawling, beautiful campus over there now, and it's become a center for community activity too, I understand.
Yes, it's a community school.
Yeah,
and that is what's happening in Pine Hills, and St. Andrews has been part of it and supporting it because they've been doing their school program to get us good students to go there.
All right, so it was a good choice for Donald Trump to go by there today and visit with the school and bring some attention to the success that they're having there. Tomorrow, he's going to be in Mar-a-Lago, but there's going to be rallies going on all around the country in various cities. Here in Orlando, it's going to be downtown at Lake Eola at noon, the northeast corner, which is on Robinson and Eola. That's where the Panera Bread is. Used to be a bed and breakfast there, I think. Maybe it still is. But anyway, there's a Panera Bread there. So it's going to be a convenient place to get food if you need that. But noon to 2 o'clock tomorrow, a Trump rally. And there'll be speakers from all over the state. And, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, this is a good way to just get out on a beautiful Saturday afternoon and spend a couple hours showing the world that you still support the guy. So you're going to be in Myrtle Beach, though, right, Ken?
Yes, I am. But on the 23rd, we are going to be doing something with our All Business Outreach Committee at 8:20. We're going to be having a networking, all right? And I'm going to probably mispronounce the name of the restaurant, but it's going to be at Chin's Garden.
Okay.
On 1103 East Colonial.
Okay.
And you can check with the OCRAC website. It should be up by now.
Right.
Or you can do All Business Outreach Community. That's going to be up. And it's a networking session for all business people who want to get together with our political leaders and other business people. So that's going to be on the 23rd, directly opposite the AUCRAC meeting. And also, for people who want to join AUCRAC, we're going to have a training program on March 6th at 6:30 at 1320 at the East Baldwin office building.
Okay.
On North Cimarron Boulevard, Suite 200, 1320.
And AUCRAC is the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. And what's the website there?
Oh, the website is Orange County Republican.
Orange County.
Orange County Republican Party.
And dot.
It's a new website, so it's just going up.
Okay, is that a .org or?
I think it's a .com.
.com. Okay, OrangeCountyRepublican.com.
Yeah, and ours is a .biz. Yeah. So that's how we differ.
For all business outreach .biz. Allbusinessoutreach.biz. Okay, so on the 20th. Go ahead.
There's plenty of ways now that you can go out and support the president, and more importantly, support the change.
Indeed.
No, draining the swamp.
Indeed. And we need to show our support. And, you know, he had a huge rally over there in Melbourne. It'd be nice to see a solid turnout here in Orlando and other cities around the country showing support for Trump. Not that it's going to make any waves on the media, but it's just a great way to show support and share in the glory of a Donald Trump presidency, right? And sort of, if you will, show the other side that they're not depressing us. We're quite happy with the president.
Well, remember, the market closed at 21,000 plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting ready to talk about some of the financial stuff right now. All right. Well, Ken, you travel safely now. Are you here?
I will. Appreciate the time.
All right. And thank you. Thank you for the insights as well on St. Andrews and the Pine Hills community. All right. That's Ken Dwyer. Once again, OrangeCountyRepublican.com. You can find out about the executive committee and the meetings that are coming up, and we'll give you a couple more reminders as the time gets closer. The Fed is evidently preparing to raise rates. Janet Yellen signaled pretty strongly today she's going to do that, did she not?
Yes, we look at it as about an 80% chance that they'll move in the meeting on the 15th. The Fed likes to make their moves under the Yellen Fed when they have press conferences scheduled for after the meeting, and they do have one scheduled for the 15th. They've indicated that they would like to move three times in this calendar year. And it seems like it's a good time. All the tea leaves are pointing toward that. All the conversations from the Fed governors who have spoken at the luncheons and groups are indicating that we're looking for it.
What do you expect in terms of the size of the rate increases?
The size of the rate increase will be 0.25%. You can almost book that. The devil's always in the details with the Fed. It's not the rate increase itself. It's the accompanying policy statement and the statements that Yellen makes in the press conference afterwards that drives the markets. Her comments after the Fed increase in December really roiled the markets because we had priced in two rate increases this year. Her remarks indicated there would be three, and that's why the market sold off so badly and the bond market just completely collapsed for about a week after those after that announcement. Now, the bond market has since reverted to fundamentals, playing off of the economic data and also the world markets, and has reverted back to form. But don't be surprised if you see rolling in the markets for at least a couple of days after the Fed move, and then things will settle back down going forward to a more market and data-dependent Fed with the 10-year note and subsequently your interest rates.
What does this mean for the housing market in general, and what does this mean for somebody who's right now looking or negotiating to buy a house? Do they want to move quickly, or do they want to wait until the Fed moves?
No, you want to lock in as soon as possible because you know what you have right now. We don't know exactly what the Fed's going to do. They could throw another curveball the same way she did in December, and it could roll the market. So you're better off knowing what you have, so you want to lock in as soon as possible. That being said, we don't anticipate any long-term, and when I say long-term, out past 30 days or so, really gigantic move in the rates. We think it's going to be status quo at least through the end of the year. We don't see rates going more than 0.5% higher this year.
Where do they stand right now?
For the very best customers, getting government loans are going to be in the high threes. And for the conventional customers, high threes, low fours, all the way up to 5% for the lower credit score people getting investor loans and the lower credit score people doing conventional loans.
A little while ago during the break, you said this is a, I forget how you worded it, but you said this is a great time for real estate, the real estate market, but it's kind of being throttled back a little bit. What do you mean by that?
Well, what's happened is we're under a mountain of regulation in the industry, and it's hurt us so far that it's hard to get people qualified. Not so hard to get them qualified per se, but hard to get loans closed because everything's so document and compliance centric. If they would just crank that back a little bit, you would see our industry unleashed. There's more to that. Though, too, is that the hedge funds and investors, when the market collapsed so badly, have snapped up a lot of the inventory, particularly in the lower price ranges. So that's caused there's so many rental properties out there now that are professionally managed that it's really put a crimp in the inventory on the market under the $250,000 mark.
So if you got a house under that mark, you expect it to sell quickly?
Yes, very much a seller's market at that number.
Okay.
Less than 3 months supply in the market, which is white hot.
Okay. All right. So the guys you can find at Patriot Home Funding, their phone number is 877-377-8123. And Pierce Outlaw, John Siepert, great guys over there. And once again, they can help get you through the process and get you the best deal possible for your situation. All right. Our situation is we're out of time in this segment of the show. We will be back, however, after this short break. You are listening to the American Adversaries, and we thank you for doing just that.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Big fun on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound delays from 192 to 535. You're slow at the Turnpike. Then heavy John Young Parkway up to Princeton. Fairbanks to Lee is slow, 436 to 434. Also slow and heavy, 46A to the bridge. Westbound side, 436 to Maitland on the brakes. Then heavy Princeton to the Turnpike. Sand Lake to the beach line slow. And 535 to 429 is heavy. And on that Turnpike crash northbound past South Orange Blossom Trail, the delay is back to Osceola Parkway. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, folks. I know you won't break weak, but if you ever feel like it, just remember to keep the eye of the tiger and keep your dial on the American Adversaries, 105.5 FM and AM 660, The Answer. All right, we are coming once again to you from the Relax in Comfort studio. And, you know, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Get out, go to the Trump rally, and then maybe head on over to the Winter Park Village and sit in one of those massage chairs for a little while after that rally. You'll feel better for it, I guarantee you. That's Relax in Comfort in the Winter Park Village. Their phone number is 407-544-3401. I'm sitting here right now with Pierce Outlaw. We were just talking about the housing market. Did you saw Trump's speech the other night, right?
Didn't see it, but I did hear it in its entirety. It was absolutely awesome.
It was. It was a very powerful speech. I do believe that's why the Democrats are falling all over themselves yesterday and today to do everything they can to divert people's attention away from that speech, because even Democrats were admitting it was a very good speech, and reluctantly so many of them, but I should say those in the media were, not Democrats on the floor that night, but I do believe they're frightened by Trump, because I think he is dead set and determined to deliver on prosperity for this country. And you saw the reaction in the market the next day. Did you guys feel anything too?
Yeah, we sure did. Interest rates did. The rates didn't move, but the points did, which is the sell price that we sell our loans into the secondary market for. It was more favorable. For
it
sure.
Was. Yes. It was. And that has been the indication from the business world that the markets, that they like what this guy has in mind. And the Democrats are doing everything they can to stop them. And they are really falling all over themselves today. I want to get into that, but we'll do it in the next hour when we have a little bit more time. But there's another story today that we first spoke about on the show, and I can't remember when. It's probably 2 years or more ago now, because I had seen a story in the Wall Street Journal. And it wasn't a story in the front of the paper. I like to say the opinions. It was in the back of the paper where the opinions are. And it was written by the editorial board. And what they were doing is they were criticizing the Obama administration for shaking down banks using the Dodd-Frank, you know, new law to shake down banks. And you were using Bank of America in this particular instance, Jamie Dimon, as the example. And what they did was they would, you know, with the statutes from the Dodd-Frank, they would go in and shake them down on some pretense that they had done something wrong during the housing crisis and the housing bubble burst and all of that. Only they wouldn't get the money and have them send it, you know, payable to the U.S. Treasury, like you send your tax payments, right? No. What they would do is they would go to the banks and say, okay, you're guilty, or they would get the banks to say, okay, let's settle this without any admission of guilt, which I think is what Bank of America did.
And Wells.
Wells Fargo. For billions of dollars. In this case, I think it was a couple or three billions of dollars. And they go to the banks and they say, okay, now that you know you're on the hook to us for let's say, $3 billion, how would you like to get off the hook for $600 or $700 million? And they go, okay, how do we do that? And they say, well, then you give the money not to the U.S. Treasury, you give it to these other groups. And I guess this story has now come up again.
Yes, it has. It's been reported, and it goes further than that. It wasn't just the big banks. That was really round one, but it went further in that. And a lot of the mortgage companies, and they started at the top and worked their way down through the largest lenders, and they were sued under the False Claims Act by the Justice Department. And for any of you that are unfamiliar, the False Claims Act was enacted right after the Civil War. You may have heard of government mules before. Well, Government Mule is not just a great band. It was also a law that when the farmers went out of the war and they were repatriated to their farms, they would get mules from the government in thanking them and allowing them to go back to work. And obviously there was a great deal of fraud with the mules. But anyway,
anytime the government gives anything away, right?
That's right.
It could have been even mule manure, and there would have been fraud in getting it.
Yeah, so the Obama Justice Department reached back 150 years into the laws to use the False Claims Act to shake down these lenders, primarily on FHA loans, because they were government insured,
right,
saying that they had made false claims, which were, for the most part, minor underwriting errors. So they fined these companies a tremendous amount of money, so much that it drove Bank of America out of wholesale and correspondent lending. It drove Wells Fargo out of wholesale and correspondent lending. It drove Chase out of wholesale, correspondent, and USDA lending. And Chase, at the time, was the largest USDA lender in the country, which is the Rural Development or Farmers Home Loan. And they went right down the list. Freedom Mortgage, PHH.
Wait. What did that mean, the banks getting out of these particular forms of lending?
Because, it dried up the source of capital for us, and the more, just like anything else.
In other words, it made it harder for people to buy homes or businesses or anything else having to do with mortgages.
And made it more expensive.
And more expensive.
Because of less competition. Absolutely.
And then they took the money, or actually didn't take the money, they just diverted the money, if you will, via the settlements.
Left-leaning groups, some are so egregious, like La Raza, for example, was a huge beneficiary of this largesse.
Indeed. And the sad part is it may not have been illegal, because in settlements, sometimes the courts allow these things to occur. And, for instance, let's use Donald Trump for an example. He sued, what was it, Palm Beach or whoever down there, because he had this big, tall flagpole, and they were going to fine him and a bunch of stuff. And I think he actually lost. They came to a settlement, okay, kind of a similar situation, came to a settlement. And as part of the settlement, he agreed to give a certain amount of money to charity rather than give it to the city of Palm Beach. It made it a little bit easier for him to settle, if you will, okay? So there is, if you will, a practice of doing this. The problem is, of course, this was used by the Obama administration to shake down the banks, make life more difficult for the American public, and give that money. It was all income redistribution. Just like you told that plumber. You remember? What was his name? Plumber?
Joe the Plumber.
Joe the Plumber. Exactly. He said, got to do income redistribution. And he didn't just mean through the tax code. He meant in each little way he could do it. And this was a way to redistribute wealth.
And it wasn't just that. He was picking the winners and losers while he was doing it.
Exactly. That's the whole point of wealth redistribution, is that you get to choose the winners and losers. And in that sense, everybody wants to be on the winning page, right? So now you got them all begging, basically. Had the banks begging, right?
That's right, yes.
Let us off the hook. We'll do anything. So they gave money to organizations that would just soon see the banks nationalized.
Yeah, and you'll see right now there's two huge lawsuits going on as a result of all this. The first one is they tried to shake down Quicken Loans for a $17 underwriting mistake. Quicken sued them back. And then PHH. So look up those lawsuits, and you'll see just how egregious this practice was.
Yep. Okay. Once again, you're listening to the American Adversaries. That's the first hour of our Friday night show. Patriot Home Funding Fridays it is around here now. We're coming back with hour number two, and I hope you'll come back with us. And we'll be here, and we'll be live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen!
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first when I'm a road.
Welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show if you're just now able to tune us in. Thank you, in any case, for listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. As we're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and tonight on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And hello to you folks in the Red Nation Rising universe, and thank you for listening to our show. We hope you like what you hear and will continue to listen. We really do appreciate the opportunity to be on this great network. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and in the studio with me today, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday, and from Patriot Home Funding, one Pierce Outlaw. Good to see you again.
And it's good to be seen.
And thanks for the hat. They brought me this cool red Patriot Home Funding hat. I love these caps,
and you're
man.
Modeling it like a king, too.
Oh, yeah, I love it. All right, Jeff Sinis is on the bridge, 407-774-8255. Five is the number, and we do have several breaking news stories to get to right away here. Pierce has the biggest breaking news story, a very special event going
on. That's right. There's a huge party happening right now in Eastern Winter Park, and it's a huge birthday today for one of the junior members of the American Adversaries Army.
Hallelujah.
And the Patriot Home Funding family, the heiress to the Patriot Home Funding throne, young Miss Holly Siebert. It's her 13th birthday. We love you. We're so proud of you. Go get 'em, Holly.
All right. Happy birthday, Holly. Do we got any birthday? Oh, there you go. You say it's your birthday, Holly. Well, happy birthday, and it is a great evening to have a birthday, right?
That's right.
And she's now a teenager. You said 13?
That's right, and John's pulling his hair out by the second.
All right, try to keep a few handfuls in place, if you will, John. All right, well, happy birthday to Holly, and you got great parents, and the great organization that your dad has put together, and you should be really proud of him. And I know, because he talks about you all the time, he's really proud of you. So, once again, happy Happy birthday to Holly. All right. Too bad McBath's not here. He loves to sing his version of Happy, Happy, Happy. You know how he does it, right?
Yeah, that's the reason there are cracks in the windows here, too.
Maybe it's better for Holly's sake than, no, I'm just teasing.
And all the birds flew off and the squirrels ran away.
All right. Well, I hope she has a great party tonight. I know she will. All right. We got another hour to go in our show. And it's kind of party time for us. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the conversation tonight. Just before the break, we were talking about this shakedown business that actually first was brought, at least to my attention, by the Wall Street Journal in an editorial they did a couple of years ago about how the Obama administration had shaken down the Bank of America and old Jamie Dimon and set him up for a couple or $3 billion in settlement, which they actually let him pay off at a discount by giving that money to left-leaning organizations of all sorts. It's bad enough. They get, you know, the big money bags George Soros money. But basically, this is taxpayer money. It's not basically. This is taxpayer money. Now, because it was done by the Justice Department, in other words, they made the settlement. They were the ones pressing the case. They could, in essence, have discretion on what to do with the money, evidently. I don't think there have been any statutes broken here. Hopefully someone's looking into it, because it sure isn't right that, I mean, if the Justice Department is going to go after these banks for restitution, and they're not going to give it directly to the people they've alleged the banks ripped off, then it should go to the U.S. Treasury, and presumably, at least for a little bit, bring down the deficit. I mean, it's a form of legalized theft, if you will.
That's right. And the former president ran under the promises that he would get restitution for the customers of the bad mortgages and the bad foreclosures. And yes, he got the restitution, but it did not go to the people who were stolen from, the customers. It went to his private political parties. And by parties, I mean the organizations right. That support his ideology and his organizing in the streets.
Which we are seeing the effect now. In other words, these organizations are the ones who are organizing these protests, these people protesting at the town hall meetings, the big protests in Washington, D.C. and around the country. That money, part of it, is coming from where we're talking about here.
That's right. And it was basically stolen from the shareholders of these companies, and it was also stolen from the consumers. If you have a bank account at Bank of America, part of your service charge went to that. Part of the interest you didn't get on your accounts, if you're a savings account or a retiree looking to live off that interest, you didn't get that. Your safe deposit box, your part of that fee went to that. It's an outrage.
And it's now being used against us.
That's
that
right.
Money is surprise, surprise. I mean, that was the whole purpose. You know, this whole business about the Democrats going after Trump and stuff, and Jeff Sessions and the people closest to Trump, I believe at least is in part motivated by fear, and because they know what they did while they were there, right? And I feel stories like this are just the tip of the iceberg as to how they bilked the American public and the American taxpayers out of billions of dollars and funneled that money in an effort to redistribute the wealth to liberal organizations and groups who are out there working hard to undermine our very way of life and our form of government and our economy.
That's right. And a successful liberal politician or a successful liberal activist will never tell you what his true intent is because he knows it's not popular and he knows it's on the wrong side of what it's right. So he'll never do it. He'll disguise it every way he can. This is yet another example.
And, of course, while they were bilking the American public, they were also building up this army, if you will, of moles in our government who are there to make sure only liberal policies get implemented. And they're all over the place. And that's one of the things that Trump's running into now. Even the New York Times has been talking about how there are people all over the government, in pretty much every agency, who is armed with information that they need and techniques that they need in order to thwart real change in their departments. And, of course, this includes, and primarily the main one, is the Justice Department. And Trump the other day, the White House announced a proposal to dramatically cut back the staff and the programs at the EPA. But that needs to be all across the government. And they need to start at the Justice Department, don't you think?
Yes, and it goes further than that. As soon as Trump won the election, it became obvious that there was a new administration coming in that was not friendly to their causes. The Obama appointees and the bureaucrats that were sympathetic to the Democratic causes went into overdrive, leaking information, setting up game plans, almost like a trail in the woods, if you would, a breadcrumb trail or a broken twig trail, that they would leak information in a steady drip. And you're seeing it with the stuff right now, first with General Flynn, now with Mr. Sessions, and it's not going to stop. So just be prepared for it, and that's really, if you think about it, it's all they got.
It is, and they're going to push hard on it, too, because they know what they have done that they don't want to be found out, and they don't want attention drawn to things like this, what we were just talking about with the shakedowns. And there's a lot more going on out there as well in a similar fashion. And they are determined to do whatever it takes, you know, to make sure Trump is not successful. Not just not successful, but that it is as big of a disaster and failure, I'm talking about his presidency, as possible.
And it's not just that it's a disaster, that it's portrayed and accepted by the public as a disaster, because perception is 99% of the deal.
You're right. Perception is reality, is what we like to say around here. I like to say around here. I mean, it doesn't really matter what reality is if somebody has a different perception, right? Just go down to the mental hospitals, right? Their reality doesn't comport with real reality at all, but to them, it doesn't matter. That's reality. And that's what we're dealing with here with a great deal of the public. And that's what the Democrats understand, too, is that principle right there, which is why they don't care if they have the facts on their side or not. It really doesn't matter. All that really matters is that they can develop a story that is plausible and believable enough that enough people will buy into it that they'll get what they want. A great case in point is the O.J. Simpson trial. Okay? All the fact, I've never seen a trial where there was so much evidence pointing to one person who committed a crime, and yet the guy walk away totally scot-free.
And no other plausible alternative.
And I'm sorry, I understand there's a lot of people out there think maybe his son had something to do with it. He did not. It was O.J. Simpson. The blood trail literally led to his bedroom and his finger. But because the defense team was able to take a few, if you will, unrelated facts, incidents, Furman using the N-word and stuff like, really didn't have anything to do with the evidence.
And leather shrinking when it gets wet, which we all know happens.
Yeah, and the prosecution's bad idea of having an actor stand up there and do something where you want him to do something honestly, try on the gloves, right? And he's the guy on trial for his life. Come on, give me a break. But the bottom line is, all they needed to do, and the facts of the matter of the case didn't matter, was to develop in the mind of the jury a plausible enough reason to not convict him, because they knew many of them didn't want to convict him. And if you've watched some of the specials here that were produced recently, there was one old black woman who was on the jury, and she admitted she thought he did it. She thought he did it, but it was payback. It was payback for all the bad things that cops had done to blacks over the years. So they were looking for it. You know, so there are a lot of people out there looking for it. A lot of people aren't. The bottom line is, perception, as you say, is 99% of the game. And the Democrats know that. But that's why we're here, to bust up that perception that they're trying to give you people. And so don't buy into it. Keep listening to shows like ours. And by the way, we'll be right back after this short break.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
We're getting bad people out of this country. People that shouldn't be, whether it's drugs or murder.
The first 100 days.
You know, they always bring up the First Amendment. And I love the First Amendment. Nobody loves it better than me. Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
Keep it here for breaking news and the latest developments on the first 100 days of the Trump administration. There's a lot going on. Don't miss a minute. FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Thoughts that flash in the calm that cast long shadows of doubt.
Okay, of course, that's the great music from the great movie 13 Hours. If you haven't seen it, I wish you would see it. The bravery and just the determination of some of our great Americans over there in Benghazi against all odds. And it's a proud and sad moment all at the same time. Okay, we're talking about the Dems and the Libs going after the Trump administration. The latest target now is Vice President Pence. A story came out today, last night, I guess, actually, that he, lo and behold, he used a private email account while he was governor of Indiana. Turns out there was nothing wrong with that, and he did everything according to procedure, the proper procedure, and it's once again a non-story, fake news. But, you know, part of this is also what they're trying to do is they're trying to, play sort of a tit-for-tat, if you will. In other words, what was one of the big things about Hillary Clinton and why she shouldn't be president? And because with Secretary of State, she had the private email server and all of that. So now,
Mike Pence did the same thing. And you said about Hillary, lock her up. Well, what's going on here?
You know, and you've heard it from your liberal friends or family members, right? I mean, they play that little game with you, right? And it's never the same thing, but they conflate it into an equal, you know, it's apples to apples instead of apples to oranges or
this
something like that.
Any more different. Number one, what Pence did was entirely legal.
Exactly.
Number two, it was backed up into the public domain.
Right.
Number three, he did not have a private server.
Nope.
And number four, he didn't delete 30,000 emails that could have possibly been under subpoena. So, yeah, let's get our fruit straight here.
But once again, it's like we were just saying, with the media, it doesn't matter the facts. What matters is the perception. And you see, this is why I believe they really, really fear Donald Trump. Because what he showed the other night when he gave that speech, now I know you said you didn't see it, you listened to it, but you even got the feel just from listening to it, I'm pretty sure. But if you watched that, if you had any kind of decency and compassion about you, there was a couple times in that speech that you were, if not brought to tears, very close to it. And one, of course, was when he recognized
Karen Owens.
You got it.
And I wanted to say something about that, Chris. You know, Hillary Clinton stood at a microphone and called all of the people like you and me who supported Donald J. Trump that we were in a basket of deplorables.
Irredeemable.
Irredeemable.
Yes.
Well, I want to know who in the world is electing Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Keith Ellison. Those people had a look of disdain on their face when they were honoring a person who, a widow who was grieving, whose husband put his life on the line, not for Donald Trump, not for the Republican Party, but for America, all America, including Keith Ellison and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So I want to call out the people who are electing them and sending those irredeemable people to Congress.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, in terms of the success of that mission, it turns out that mission was a big success, like Trump talked about the other night. And indeed, a story has come out, and let's see, ABC News. This is from ABC News. Some of the valuable intelligence gleaned in the Navy SEAL raid in Yemen on January 28 included hundreds of contacts for al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, in the region, and the West, a U.S. official told ABC News today. And by the way, the United States has been acting on that. The government announced today they've been bombing the you-know-what. How did Trump say it? We're going to bomb the you-know-what out of them? They're doing that right now today in Yemen as we speak, because now they know where these guys are and they have contacts and they can locate them and single them out.
Yeah, they took down the number two guy in al-Qaeda last week as a result of this intelligence, and there was a very successful bombing run yesterday in Yemen that also came from this intelligence.
Right. And Schultz and Ellison sat with their thumbs up their butt while the rest of the nation was looking at this woman and feeling for her and feeling the honor and pride she had in her husband.
Yeah. So who's really the basket of deplorables?
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly the point. Listen, we got a couple of callers on the line, but I'm afraid I don't have enough time to be fair with you. So I'm going to ask you to be patient and we'll get to you as soon as we come back from the break. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding is in here in the studio with us tonight. And this whole situation, once again, they are going after Trump because they are afraid that he is going to be better at what they do than they are. And they saw that the other night in that speech. They saw how he captured the attention and how he captured the emotion and he captured the moment. And there was nothing they could do about it at that moment. And I guarantee you the frustration and the rage that they were feeling was palpable. And if you sat on that side of the room, you probably could have cut the tension with a knife. And so they came out of there. They were already determined to bring Trump down. But now they're doubling down on their efforts. And that's what we're seeing over the last couple of days. But I think that's the bad news. The good news is I think there's a good many in the American public who are already wise to this and saying, go ahead, pout, stomp your feet, hold your breath till you turn blue. We don't care. We're going to march on, and we're going to back Trump, and we're going to elect him again.
And we're going to make America great again.
Amen, brother. All right, we got to take a break. Once again, when we come back, we'll go to the phone lines. You are listening to the American Adversaries on Red Nation Rising Radio Network or FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. FM.
Back from the dressing room to restretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, as we come to you from the Relax and Comfort studio. I hope you're going to have a relaxing weekend. Best way to relax, though, if you haven't found that way yet, is to go over to Relax and Comfort and let them help you find it. You can find them in the Winter Park Village. Okay, we are here live until 7 o'clock. Then, of course, you got Larry Elder coming up here tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. Pierce Outlaw in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. And Diane is on the line, so let's take her phone call right now. Diane, thank you for calling.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Pierce. That was great. I just want to change up the subject a little bit.
Go ahead.
I saw The Shack last night.
The Shack? You mean Shaq O'Neal?
No, The movie.
The movie. I understand it's a fabulous movie. What did you think?
Amazing.
And it opened this weekend?
Yep, it opened yesterday.
Last night. Okay, mm-hmm. I thought it was opening today, but it opened last night. So without giving it away, just kind of give everybody a flavor of what the movie
is
about.
It is like one of the best Christian movies you will ever see. It explains the Trinity in a way that is, well, explainable without jamming it down your throat. It's amazing.
I understand it was written, the movie is was written as a result of a book. Is
right.
That...
I read the book 3 times.
Did
5
you...
years ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's out this weekend, and you say thumbs up?
Absolutely. It is so true to the book. I couldn't even believe they got everything in. It's amazing.
2 thumbs up. Great Christian movie this weekend.
And Mara Lee was there last night.
Was she really?
Yep.
Wow. Where did you guys see it?
And the Altamont Theater.
Okay, yeah, that was a pre-screening, actually, I believe, last night. And then it opens up.
Well, actually, it did open up in Wakaiba also.
Okay, all right.
But anyway.
All right, so it's in the theaters now, The Shack,
yep.
And it's a great Christian movie, and it is highly recommended. I have not seen it yet, but I intend to. And so you have seen it, and you say it's everything that people say about it.
Oh, absolutely. Bring your tissues.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Thanks, Diane.
Thanks. Have a great night.
You too. And a great weekend as well.
You too.
All right. So that'd be a great thing to do this weekend. So there's a lot of cool things you can do this weekend, including the Trump rally tomorrow from noon to 2 o'clock downtown Orlando at the northeast corner of Lake Eola Park, which is Robinson, and Eola is actually the name of the street, Brick Road there. And it's right across that little brick road from the Panera Bread on that corner. And so hopefully you can turn out for that. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, a little on the cool side tomorrow, but that's okay. I mean, we didn't really have a winter here. We had sort of an extended fall, if you will, but not really a whole lot of cold weather. We were talking before the break about that raid in Yemen and the good intelligence that it did produce and the fact that the administration didn't wait around to act on it. And this is, I believe, what we're going to see. This is the way Trump does business, right? I mean, he doesn't mess around much.
And he's got the adults in charge now.
Yeah.
General Mattis on down.
Yeah. And what they need to do is start cleaning house, though. Because there are a lot of the Obamaites who are still in there who were, it was revealed today that as he was going out the door, the administration was elevating these people into more influential positions in the government, if you will. And but the government, the new government, the Trump administration and Jeff Sessions starting in the Justice Department needs to go through there and weed them out. And just put their own people in there. And we had a caller last night. I thought he had a great idea. If they can't fire them or transfer them to somewhere where they're harmless, then just give them an assignment out in the middle of nowhere. Send them out there. Yeah, you got to pay them, but at least they're out there where they're harmless.
Yeah, and he needs to go at least 2 levels down, too.
At least, because once again, these folks don't care what the repercussions are of what they're doing. They don't care how much people will suffer if they bring this government down. All they care is that they get what they want. And that's not a good thing. And so, anyway, we'll do what we can to thwart their progress. And we have some help along the way, including coming to us live from the hive, the killer bee himself, B. Brian Blair, who has bled all over Donald Trump.
Yes, sir, Chris. Hey, it's great to be with you guys. Pierce, it's good to listen to you. You're an intelligent man, and sitting with Chris, I know that the audience is totally informed, and it makes me feel good about that because the left is just trying to do everything they can to destroy the, not only the Trump presidency, but they don't care about America in the process. The witch hunt with Jeff Sessions, all the things that are happening, the fake news is real. And that's what the people need to remember. This is an attack on the Trump administration to try to bring him down, and I'm sure you guys have already talked about this, but it's got me, you know, just it's got my stinger in a knot.
Well, you know, I can understand that. Must be a little painful, but I can understand it. But
they make wine for that.
But the point you made about the American public. See, I think that this is an attack on Trump and the Trump administration, and they're mad at Trump, but they're even more mad at those of us who elected Donald Trump. And Ashley Judd kind of let the cat out of the bag, I don't know, it was recently anyway, a few days ago or a week or so ago, when she said, she was raped as a young woman, but that the election of Donald Trump was the worst thing that has ever happened to her in her life, worse than that. And what she's saying is that not only does she hold Donald Trump with disdain and disregard, but anybody that had anything to do with his election, and that's a big problem for us.
It is, and you know what? I feel that the media, the mainstream media, what I like to say is the liberal sector of the media, has brainwashed these people for so long. Hollywood has been an arm of the media because that's what they live by. Obviously, they got to kiss butt to the media. Ashley Judd, whatever, I don't care. You know, I love Bruce Springsteen. Used to be one of my heroes. I've been to so many of his concerts backstage. What a gentleman. What a nice person. But they really don't take the time to understand and unfold each thing that's thrown at us and to try to get to the truth and being in government for 6 years, and then being out of government and looking from the outside again, I have even a deeper perspective and a deeper understanding of what they are doing and why they did it to me as a conservative, and now at a higher level, why they're doing it to the Trump administration. And I just pray to God that somehow that more than the majority of the people understand that this is simply a witch hunt, and it's going to eventually hurt everybody if they get their way.
And I believe you're right. And I you know, the American public, for the most part, they try to, not everybody, obviously, but many of them try to sort of avoid paying too much attention to this sort of thing. But when the media is inundating just constantly, one story after the other, mentioned earlier, Brian, a study came out today by the Media Research Group. They did an extensive study of the broadcast news. This is not print media. This is broadcast media. Over the first 30 days of the Trump administration, they found out that 54% of the stories during that period of time were on Donald Trump. And of those stories, 88% of them, they called them hostile. They didn't just call them negative news stories. They called them hostile. And the reason they said that is it wasn't just the content, but also the tone. And it was all oftentimes sarcasm, stuff like we would do, okay? But we don't call ourselves journalists and hold ourselves up as somehow, you know, objective referees, you know, and the arbiters of all truth. You know, we say, look, we're conservatives or conservatarians or whatever you want. But so we're, you know, outward about who we are and the perspective and the angle we're coming from. They are not. And so they have still the ability to flood the airwaves with their scripted storylines. The question now is going to be how effective they're going to be at playing that game.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100%, Chris. And the fact of the matter is that the Obama administration, and long before the Obama administration, but the Obama administration has caused more harm to this nation than any other presidency ever before. And it's about globalization and central government and the fact that they want, whether it's NATO or one body rules all. And I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think it's being proven. I had a lot of issues with CARE. They attacked me when I was county commissioner here, Ahmad Bettier, before he was ousted. We sat down and talked and broke bread. And, you know, I try to be nice, and it was always nice, but they've got somebody behind them that's going to still come up and sting you even after that person's nice to keep their agenda alive, which is that everybody gets dependent on government.
Yep.
And yep. It's a shame.
Yep. Yeah, I think on the one hand, on election night, Barack Obama was enraged at what happened. But since then, I think he has come to the conclusion that this is a great opportunity to, if you will, destroy the United States of America. Because you're absolutely right. He's a globalist. And you know, all that business about, you know, we need to fundamentally change America and stuff like that, that was because America was the exact opposite of what he thought it should be. America was great in the world, prestige, powerful, great economy, capitalist economy. All of these things he hates. He was brought up on the communist, you know, story, you know, on the communist education. And so he is quite content, I do believe, at destroying this country and using this presidency as an opportunity.
And he can't be president of the world as long as the United States stands in his way.
Exist, that's right.
And that's his ultimate goal.
And Pat and Chris, I agree 100% with both of you. I think you both hit the nail on the head. And what has to happen is the American adversaries, this show led by Chris, the conservatives of this world need, of this nation especially, need to get that message and pound it home. And we need to catch them in their own lies, which I think is getting ready to happen big time.
I did.
All this stuff with the Russian conspiracy crap that they're trying to feed to the public right now, I think it's going to turn around and bite them in the butt big time. And it would be a longer story than I can sit and tell right now, but watch and see it unfold. And I just pray it does.
I believe you're right. I believe that they're going off the deep end here. And but anyway,
they're desperate.
Yeah, exactly. They're
desperate. People do desperate things, and the liberals. I'm not going to say the Democrats. I'm going to say the liberals of the Democratic Party are of the Democrat Party. That's not the Democratic. I can't stand when somebody says that.
Right.
The Democrat Party. The liberals of the Democrat Party are hell bent on having their way, and since they Donald Trump has thrown a big snafu into their agenda, and people are really, really getting, because he had such a great speech three nights ago,
yeah.
And got such high ratings, they had to come back the next day with the Russian deal, and they're trying to distract any good news there is. And people have to be aware of that. And the only way to be aware of that, is to listen to common sense like your listeners are right now, and to research it, because it's real.
Yep. All right. I agree with you 100% this time. All right. You're listening to B. Brian Blair on the American Adversaries as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And later on, some of you will be listening to us on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And get used to B. Brian Blair. He's a great part of our show Fridays, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy hearing his commentary. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please do stay with us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations, like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
There's a new FM in town. Check it out at FM 105.5, The Answer. Just like AM 660, you'll hear the same great programs like Hugh Hewitt in the Morning, The Mike Gallagher Show, Dennis Prager, The American Adversaries, and more. Plus, local news, weather, and traffic you can trust. Yeah, it's all here on the now stronger FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries, where we have the Killer Bee himself, B. Brian Blair, WWE superstar and star of WrestleMania. Was it three or four?
Two, three, four, and five.
Wow. Which was the one where the Trump was sitting in the side of the ring and you busted your chin open? And he...
That was WrestleMania four.
WrestleMania four in Madison Square Garden, wasn't it?
No, it was in Trump.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
In New Jersey.
In New Jersey, yeah. Okay. All right, and of course, WrestleMania is coming up here, and you're going to be in town for WrestleCon, right?
Yeah, I'll be in town for four different shots.
All right. Okay. Brian is coming to us live from the Hive, and he is, as I said, he's a great commentator, and you were a commissioner on the Hillsborough County Commission for 6 years and helped that county save how many billions of dollars over 10 years?
Over $1 billion. $1 billion.
And over that, $1
billion. That's not bad.
With a B. That's what the B in Brian Blair stands for, is billion, baby.
That's right. The billion-dollar killer bee. By the way, folks, real quick, before we get back to the conversation, I just want to remind you, tomorrow, noon to 2 o'clock, Lake Eola Park, the northeast corner, is going to be a Trump rally. These are going to be going on all over the country. Now, he won't be there, but there will be a rally. I think there's one going on in Sarasota and several other cities around the state. And that's tomorrow. The movie The Shack is now in theaters, if you want to see that this weekend. And a quick reminder, next weekend, next Saturday, March the 11th at 9 a.m. is going to be a Walk for Life out around the university area, UCF area, University Presbyterian Church. In fact, if you'd like to be a part of that Walk for Life, you can either just show up that day, but I suggest you go to cmvthrive.org, cmvthrive.org, and you can find out more about that event and come out and help us Walk for Life. Brian, you did see the speech the other night.
Yes, I did.
Have you ever seen a better one?
No, I have not. Never. And it's amazing because, you know, looking, I'm like addicted to politics, obviously.
Right. Join the crowd.
So many of the moderate Democrat Party enjoyed his speech, and there are so many of the bad players in their division that are trying to play that down, and that's the reason for the news that people are seeing right now. And it just kind of makes me sick, because what they're actually doing is they're basically trying to have a civil war between the conservatives and the liberals. And my dad, who I played poker with today at the Hard Rock in Tampa, is a diehard liberal, and he told me that he was tired of it. And when he told me that, it gave me so much hope. It made me feel so good, because my dad and I talk totally freely and openly, and we know he's been a union carpenter for the better part of his life. And I really believe that there are so many people that feel like he does, that it's a good thing, but I'm just afraid that the 30% of their base that are just, to me, kind of
troublemakers.
Yeah, there you go, troublemakers, and willing to make trouble. It's going to cause problems. You know, it's just going to cause problems from sanctuary cities. I mean, golly, why do we have to fight about that? If somebody is here illegally, if somebody has broken the law, we have laws on the books, why we're not following them, and then we get these bleeding hearts that say, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me, Chris. I like listening to you, because you are just the master of
disaster
knowledge to me, and you're a true you know, you're a true mentor, and tell me about it.
Well, I appreciate it, but we just have very little time left. But I think your dad is a, if you will, he's a bellwether. He's a sign of the times. People want solutions to problems. They don't want all this falderal, all this nonsense. They want solutions to problems. And when they see someone trying to solve those problems and somebody else getting in the way, the people who are getting in the way are doing it at their own peril, okay? They're the ones who are putting themselves in jeopardy at the end of the day. That speech the other night showed the nation Donald Trump indeed wants to do what he said, in particular, make this nation great, great again. And people who get in his way in doing that, as I said, that's risky business there. So,
that's a great, you know, how many presidents have we ever seen that are actually checking off the list of their promises.
And not just saying they're trying to do it, but doing it.
Absolutely.
All right, Brian, we got to do this, and that is go on out of here tonight. It's always great to talk with you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. The buzz is on the American Adversaries, and I appreciate it, Pat. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you next Friday, live from the Hive.
Pierce, great to have you in the studio.
Another masterclass in the truth. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it's always great to have you in as well. All right.